Good afternoon. Bill Reed from the National Hurricane Center with the 1 p.m. update on Hurricane Alex. Hurricane Alex appears to be getting better organized as it approaches the northeast coast of Mexico. Maximum winds are up somewhat to 85 miles an hour. And as you can see on the satellite image here, there appears to be an eye forming right at the end of the animation that we have on the screen. At the present time, it is located at 24.4 north and 96.2 west, or about 110 miles to the east-northeast of La Pesca, Mexico, 130 miles south-southeast of Brownsville. The warnings still in effect are a hurricane warning along the coast of Texas from south of Baffin Bay to the mouth of the Rio Grande, and on the coast of Mexico from the mouth of the Rio Grande southward to La Cruz. Outside of the hurricane warning areas are tropical storm warnings on the coast of Texas from Baffin Bay to Port O'Connor, and on the coast of Mexico south of La Cruz to Cabo Rojo. A tornado watch is also in effect for coastal sections of South Texas. The storm is now moving to the northwest in about 12 miles per hour and maybe making a slight drift off more to the westerly direction during the last couple of hours, and is expected to be in that west-northwest motion up until landfall later this evening or an overnight tonight in extreme northeast Mexico and far south Texas. The maximum winds, again, are 85 miles an hour, and further strengthening is possible that it could reach a Category 2 level hurricane upon landfall later this evening. This is a large cyclone. The hurricane force winds extend outward up to 60 miles from the center, and tropical storm force winds extend outward up to 200 miles. We now have wind gusts in the Matamoros, Mexico area of up to 60 miles per hour being reported from there. Rainfall is still going to be one of the primary threats, with 6 to 12 inches, isolated 20 inches, along and inland from the track as it moves across rougher terrain into Mexico. At the coast, surge of 3 to 5 feet just along and to the right of where the eye makes landfall can be expected, along with high waves and considerable beach erosion along the Texas and northeast Mexico coast. The next complete advisory will be issued at 4 p.m. Central Time. An update on Alex will be presented also at 3 p.m.